Well, as we've been hearing, the water charges issue is being discussed at Cabinet this morning. And according to various reports, the average annual bill for a family of two adults and two children will be about €250, but it's still far from settled, it seems. On his way into Cabinet this morning, the Agriculture Minister, Simon Coveney, outlined what would be discussed by ministers.
Today is a discussion to try and bring some clarity to the level of water charges that people can expect, if there's going to be a standing charge or not. But I can't give you any figures until we have a conversation as a government. And everything we do needs to have a fairness element to it. So, of course, there's going to be some consideration for people who are in circumstances whereby they have to use an awful lot of water because they have a medical condition or whatever.
And that's just one of the issues to be looked at by ministers. Fionnán Sheehan is group political editor with Independent Newspapers. He's with me in studio. Fionnán, signs of trouble in the ranks of ministers, are there?
Yeah, I mean, just going back to what it was supposed to be on the table today, average costs for a household, so that's the average of every house in the country, whether it's one people living in it or seven, €240. So that would break down to a regular family, two adults, two kids, €248 per annum, factoring in a free allowance for that household and an additional free allowance then per child. So that was what was on the table. That figure was going to be down then on the previous estimate of €300, which was around about where people thought things were going. That figure is down because the government subsidy for Irish water is going to be over €500 million, €537 million. Apparently that's about as far as they can go in order to pass EU rules around having a state body that is a commercial entity as opposed to just a public service. Without that subsidy, you'd be looking at, you know, a market cost to the individual household of about €580. So the €248 for a family of four, that was what was going to be on the table. It looks now like that won't be passed today because the Labour Party are objecting to this proposal coming forward from Fine Gael. Party source telling me this thing is half-baked. They've not thought through details of key issues like metering, standing charge, ability to pay, vulnerable groups like pensioners, conservation and so on. It won't survive public scrutiny if it's let out in the current form. Fine Gael's desire to have a number out there has blinded them to the lack of detail on critical issues.
That's a bit of hard pulling, I suppose, you might say, coming from
Tipperary. First 5 minutes of a Munster final, that's what that is.
Dust rising in the square on this one,
so
Fionnán.
It looks like the Labour Party want more detail around those issues, such as what exactly is going to be the incentive for people to conserve water? How are you going to conserve water? How will that bring down your bill? What exactly is the scenario with people who are going to have to put up with an assessed charge originally? It looks like about 25% of houses will have meters by the time October comes about. Many people will see Irish Water contractors operating in different parts of the country at the moment, installing meters. I met my own fellas the other day. They'll be there next month putting it in. But there'll be a lot of houses that won't have them. So what exactly is the charge going to be there? What supports are you going to give for elderly people and people who are on low incomes? Not just those on social welfare, but those on other low incomes. The difficulty there seems to be that the Department of Social Welfare is balking at the prospect of another allowance, such as a fuel allowance, that you now have a water allowance as well as that.
In other words, a financial amount.
A financial amount that you would be given, because they're saying, well, that's basically creation of another poverty trap, because that's another thing that you would lose if you go back into work. They also seem to be objecting to the prospect of a subsidy being given to Irish Water from the Department of Social Protection to provide Irish Water with the means to mitigate people who are on low income, such as the TV licence. At the moment, the Department of Social Protection gives €50 million to whoever collects a TV licence these days to ensure that pensioners and people on social welfare payments solely don't have to pay a TV licence. So they seem to be shifting away from that. So big question around, well, if it's going to be €240, how is somebody who is on the dole, for example, going to pay that? How exactly are they going to be
And is it only
here?
Now, Fionnán, that they're getting around to addressing very important details like that?
Yeah, well, I think your problem here is you have a thing called the local elections coming up in the next month only. This is obviously going to be a major issue. It's not going to be, it's not directly an issue which your local councillor can have an impact upon. In fact, quite the opposite. Control of water has been taken out of their hands, in effect, by centralising it through Irish Water. They'll effectively be contractors just running the system. But it is certainly going to be a very national issue. And we've seen earlier on this week when we ran details in the Irish Independent that about the standing charge that Irish Water wanted to see, quite a lot of public debate about that. Taoiseach being asked about it and all. So the government is in a difficulty now where they need to try and deal with this issue by providing some level of certainty to people in terms of being able to say before the local elections, this is what you're going to be able to pay, but do they have all the details worked out on everything else? No, they don't seem to have.
So, first of all, just on the standing charge thing, yeah, they have blown that one away, said it won't be €100 per annum, it'll be more like €50.
Yeah,
is there a political difficulty about that element of it?
Still relatively high, you'd have to say. I'm told that internationally it can be as low as 10%. Irish Water looking for it to be around about €100 because they were basically saying they wanted it to be a third of the average cost. So at that time, the average bill we were looking at it going to be €300. So that was going to be €100 standing charge. So they were looking for a very high standing charge. They've been told, no, you're not getting that much. You're getting 20%. So that'll work out at 50 quid. So that means that people would say, for example, that'll be part of your bill. But say you have a holiday home down the country that you only use for a couple of months a year, you're still going to have to pay a standing charge because the supply of water still has to be provided to you. So people are going to pay that standing charge on a quarterly basis as part of your bill. As you see on your Bord Gáis bill or your USB bill at the moment, when it comes in, you see the first thing item on the list is this is the standing charge. Same as back in the day, people used to pay P&T for renting the telephone. You'll effectively be paying that for the metering and for the supply.
What about then the amounts to be allocated, the so-called free water?
Yeah.
What have you been able to discern so far? Is there agreement on that at least?
No, I don't think so. What I'm hearing at the moment is that there is basically what government had intended to do today, or at least the Fine Gael side of the government had intended to do, was be able to come out and say your water charges are going to be £240 and kids go free. So you'd be provided with free water for children. That doesn't look like that's exactly pinned down now. What it appears to be is that the free allowance is going to be based on two things. One is just the basic household. So you're going to be given 30,000 litres for free.
Per adult or per house?
Per house. So you could have two adults living in the house and they were still only going to get 30,000 litres. When you consider that the average adult will use 55,000 litres over the course of the year, that's not a bad deal for a single person living alone, but not a good deal for a couple. Then for each child you had in the house, you were going to get an additional allowance. I'm told that additional allowance was going to be 38,000 litres per child. Apparently a child uses less water than an adult does. Now anybody with a teenager who's showering three times a day and so on and so forth and leaving the tap run for long periods as well would tell you that's slightly different. But that's what was going to be on the table. And again, Labour Party not happy on that front, not happy that there is enough detail there. But it looked like from the free allowance, looking at one person, you were basically going to get enough to have a shower, to brush your teeth and to flush the toilet a couple of times, and you're going to have to pay for the rest yourself.
So, well, that's a very, as I said, wash yourself for free, but you'll pay for clothes and dishes. And,
yeah, and any cooking or any cleaning you're going to do around the house. Forget about running the hose out the backyard anyway. I think that's going to be a thing of the past unless you have a bucket or a barrel of some sort linked up to your drain pipe. I think that's going to be the future there.
Yeah, and I suppose the other question is how much per 100 litres or per 1,000 litres?
Yeah, well, that's basically the tariff. The tariff will be based upon the subvention that's coming from the government. So if Irish Water, if it costs 1.1 million a year, 1.1 billion a year, to fund the system. Basically, if government are putting up 500, then the remaining 500 has to be come in from commercial and domestic users. And that's how they were breaking this down to get to €240, €248 for your average family. But it looks like there isn't going to be agreement on that at this stage. So it could be another few weeks before we get some detail on that. We're definitely going to need more detail on what exactly the free allowance is and also on what exactly you're going to do for people in low incomes.
Finan, stay with us. Barry Cowan is Fianna Fáil's environment spokesman. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean. How are
you? As you might have said yourselves once upon a time, a lot done but more to do on the water charges, it seems.
Yeah, I would say there was very little done and a lot more to do, but unfortunately it hasn't moved one iota, obviously, since last January, and we had the debacle with consultants and the amount of money that was used and abused in the setting up of this bonus-driven quango that is Irish Water. But it's amazing to think that I and others have been seeking information from the government in relation to their pricing policy since then, asking them as a government to discuss and agree and publish its policy on pricing and make it public in their submission to the CER for a debate and a consultation process that would allow people access to information. Now, you know, as late as yesterday, the minister, or the Taoiseach, indeed, in response to Micheál Martin, had said that the government had yet to discuss this issue at all. Yet we get up this morning and we see from Finan's report, and I expect his sources are quite reliable, that we're now told as much detail of how often we can flush the toilet and how long we have to brush our teeth. And we're supposed to believe that this hasn't been discussed at cabinet level between Fine Gael and Labour. If that's the case, it continues to show the sort of farcical nature in which this whole project has been initiated, handled and proceeded along those lines under the stewardship of this government and particularly Minister Hogan.
Yes, but if you, I don't know if you heard that brief comment that we transmitted from Simon Coveney, the Agriculture Minister, on his way into Cabinet. He was quite at pains to point out that there were difficult and sensitive issues to be settled, like, for instance, the requirements of people who would have extra needs for medical or whatever other reasons. So it's not that simple either.
It's not that simple, but I mean, they've had since last January, when the process with regard to the pricing structure was and the roadmap was put in place whereby the CER would receive submissions from the government and Irish Water and initiate a process with the public for them to make submissions whereby the government would have made it public what the situation was in relation to a free allowance, what the situation was in relation to low-income allowance for those and an ability to pay system, a first fix policy
system,
and obviously the government subsidy. And, you know, we have no information. And you can go back through the record, Sean, and see that I've been raising this issue consistently and asking the government to account for their actions, to account for the process in this regard, and they have failed to do so. And now it's blown up on their face, and it's the public that are about to lose. Because when you look at the government in recent weeks talking about the recovery that they feel is out there and that there is scope for tax cuts later in the year, you know, out of the other side of their mouth, they're now imposing a 250 water tax on people. They're also talking about a health tax in relation to the universal health insurance.
Yeah, but can I just come back to
sort of recovery that we're hearing about on the doors when we're discussing these issues with our constituents.
One of the practical points, what is Fianna Fáil's approach and solution to the difficulties that are obviously going to be encountered by people on either low wages or who are dependent on social welfare?
Well, I would say, look, Sean, it's quite simple, really. It's not unreasonable to ask for a contribution towards water pricing, water costs. But you can only ask for that contribution when the service is improved and when the service is fit for purpose and when people are happy and confident that there is a mechanism to allow the system to be repaired and reinstated over time. And in the absence of that, this government has saw fit to simply rush ahead with the setting up of this bonus-driven super quango that is Irish Water, to rush ahead with the gold-plated pensions within it for the bonuses.
You're drifting away now from the question. How do you think that people on welfare and low wages should be dealt with?
They're obsessed, Sean. They're obsessed with fixing a charge rather than looking at the system. Like, hundreds of millions have been spent during this process for the last 18 months, and not one pipe has been fixed or no roadmap or no mechanism in place to address these deficiencies and these difficulties. And, you know, you have hard water issues throughout the country, you have poor quality water throughout the country, you have boil notices in different parts of the country, and no, despite all the detail that Finan has gathered, no information pertaining to those issues.
I'll translate your answer and tell me if I'm unfair or otherwise as being the Fianna Fáil position seems to be nobody will be asked to pay anything. You'll get it all on tick until the whole thing is fixed and works really well.
But of course, you can only ask for a contribution when people are happy that the system and the service is affordable and is practicable. And
well, what's wrong with the system in Tullamore for the sake of argument?
You know, there's funds available in the pension reserve, there's funds available from the European Union in relation to these issues, whereby the system can be rectified and put in place.
So when will the time be right to have charges then?
After you can seek to charge.
When will that be? When will that time be? When will the time be right for charges?
As I said to you, for the last 18 months, this government is obsessed with putting Irish Water in place, putting that entity in place, putting a tier of middle and high management over it.
Yeah, you've made all those points, and you've made them very forcibly and repeatedly.
They have wasted that amount of time when they could have put in place a roadmap for rectification works to be placed.
So when will the time be right, in Fianna Fáil's view, for the imposition of water charges?
The time was right 18 months ago when this process was initiated, that we had a system in place, we had local authorities that could have been regionalised and the expertise within those systems used to good effect, rather than putting in place a system of Irish Water that, I said to you, is a bonus-driven super quango that is heading down.
I know, you've said all that three times now, Barry, but what I'm trying to get from you is some idea as to when you think the time will be right, when Fianna Fáil thinks the time will be right. I mean, put a year on it, put a date on it for the imposition of water charges.
Sean, what I'm saying to you is the hundreds of millions that have been spent to date since this project was initiated by government could now be putting to work.
Yeah, that's your fourth time saying it now. Well, I'm just trying to get a notion from you as to when you think the time will be right.
And then, if that were today, one could charge, and one could charge people for a system that is fit for purpose. This government is obsessed with charging for a system that is not fit for purpose and has no timescale when it will be.
OK, for the sake of debate, let's assume that everything you've said is right and you're starting now to do things in what you would consider to be the correct way. How quickly could the whole thing be improved to the point where it would be possible, in your view, and reasonable to ask people to make that contribution by way of water charges? And when would that be? I mean, put a date on it.
It could have been today, Sean.
So 18 months.
If the project was initiated in the right manner 18 months or 2 or 3 years ago, of course it could have been today. We could have had the hundreds of millions that had been spent in setting up this Irish Water could have been put into the ground in rectification, in putting the pipes right, in addressing the issue in Dublin where there is a calamitous situation there at present.
And what about the fact that there's going to be a government subsidy for Irish Water, a very precise figure reported by Finnan and others, people like my colleague Martina Fitzgerald, the RT political correspondent, €537 million per annum. That's obviously going to come to, as a big relief to people. They won't have to pay as much as 500 if this money is there by way of subsidy.
When journalists such as Finnan are being briefed by government as to the scale and amount of this being in excess of €500 million, you can be sure it will be the target in years to come, and that will allow prices to rise thereafter.
Barry Cowan, thanks for joining us. Finnan Sheehan, last word to you on this one. When will we get clarity?
I'm just reading the Memorandum of Understanding with the EU and the IMF, which was negotiated by Fianna Fáil in December 2010. It contains water charges. So I think Barry seems to forget about that. And Jesus, give me a break. I think the cat, as somebody in Fine Gael said to me on the way out here, the cat is out of the bag there now. The €240 figure is out there. It's going to be very hard for Labour to put that back in. And whether we get that today or in 2 weeks' time, we're going to have it before the local election. So we may get a little bit of extra detail. But I'd say 240, 248, I'd say that's where we're heading towards.
Finnan Sheehan, political editor of the Irish Independent Media Group. Thank you. Thanks also to Barry Cowan. Back with the chairman of NAMA, Frank Daly, after this break.